Today is World Poetry Day, and what a great excuse to get Dave Steele, the blind poet, back onto the show. So Dave, happy World Poetry Day, and can you tell us what you're up to?
Oh, happy World Poetry Day, Red, and it's so great to be back on here with you. It's been a very, very busy few months, and with it being World Poetry Day today, I am celebrating by doing more talks on my new book, Austin's Amazing Adventures, which is being used in schools here in the UK and in America to kind of teach inclusion to children. So it's very, very busy.
And poetry really is a brilliant way of introducing everybody, but particularly children, to messages that they might find difficult to get their heads around. I mean, Julia Donaldson managed to do it brilliantly, and you're following suit, aren't you?
Yeah, we've already had some amazing stories coming out of this. We had one class that we're doing a lesson on the book, and at the end, one of the children put their hand up and asked what Braille was because they'd never heard of Braille before. So the teacher pulled the Braille alphabet up on the whiteboard, and all the kids then started writing messages to Austin in Braille, which I just thought was really, really lovely. So just a great way of kind of getting the message across.
And you presumably have been keeping very busy with events, spreading the joy of poetry and self-expression via your own social media networks.
Yeah, that's correct. Lots of visits to America. I've just been to San Francisco for a big event, and lots more over the coming months as well.
And I believe that you've written a poem specially for us today.
Yeah, I've got something I hope your viewers are really going to relate to. This poem's a little bit different to my usual, but it's had a lot of shares on social media when I first wrote it a few weeks ago. This poem is written from the perspective of a mobility cane, so it's actually the cane speaking through the poem.
Take it away, Dave Steele.
You're not the only one who's felt embarrassed to be seen outside walking with me. This for many's always been a part of the whole process, as together we will train. But in time you will realise you'll soon be proud again. I'm made to give you back the things that you may feel you've lost, like pride and independence, all the things that blindness cost. I'm not a sign of weakness, I'm a reason to be proud. Alleviate anxiety when you are in a crowd. Sometimes I'm left behind or folded up inside your hand. But I'll be ready for you. I won't judge. I understand. I know these things are natural. It's the way that people stare. When you can still see some things, but for blindness you prepare. You don't need to see nothing to be able to use me. That's not the way that blindness works. It fades so differently. I'm here to be a symbol and a signal that you're strong. A reason not to isolate, a reason to belong. So when you're feeling ready, I'll be with you day or night. Unfold me, hold me confident, and swipe me left to right. Eventually you'll come to terms, our partnership remain. It's me and you forever. I am your mobility cane.
Fabulous. I think, as ever, you've just hit the nail on the head. That love-hate relationship that we have with a cane that really is our friend, but we never wanted to carry one in the first place.
I think it's so important that everyone realises that we all go through this process of, you know, coming to terms with a cane, and it's certainly nothing to be ashamed of. It's a reason to be proud.
So, Dave, if people want to find your poetry, and particularly Austin's Amazing Adventures, where can they go?
They can go to my website, which is theblindpoet.net.
Dave Steele, thanks again for sharing that wonderful poem with us, and happy World Poetry Day.
Thanks, Red. See you soon.